And welcome to a VO Journey podcast. My name is Anthony, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. It is November 15th. It's been a while since the last podcast, and I'm super excited to be coming to you today and talking about this topic, how to separate yourself from the rest of the voiceover field. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised by, you know, the things I'm going to share with you. And hopefully you can implement them. And no matter where you are, whether you're just starting or you've been in the VO business for a while, I think this episode is really going to help you out. All right, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so it is really nice to be back doing a podcast. You know, I always kick myself in the foot because, you know, I do a lot of videos on, you know, every single day for my YouTube channel. And, you know, I could just easily upload them to the podcast because I know a lot of people, you know, listen on the way to work or when they're out doing work outside or going for a run or you know, working around the house or something, and they don't always have time to watch a video. But podcasting is such a great way, and I just don't, and it's shame on me. I'm mad at myself about that, and I want you to know that I'm mad at myself about that. So if you're mad at me about that too, that's okay. We're in it together. We can both be mad at me. No, I've only been drinking coffee today, I swear. But I want to just say that it's good to be doing another podcast and talking about this topic because, you know, we I just got out of office hours session in a VO's Journey Lead Academy, and that's where, you know, every day I do about an hour and a half of time where I've our members can come in and ask questions about, you know, their voiceover journey, their audio, their demos, their marketing, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, and I answer it for them. Just kind of like a live question and answer session every day that I have for our Academy members. And, you know, we had a great discussion today about things that, you know, you need to really stand out as voiceover artists. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about at length, I think, was the your audio. And we're going to talk about that because oftentimes we all know how important our audio is, but a lot of times I think we go down the rabbit hole and get confused with how good our audio needs to be, but then we have to let go. it's like a catch 22, right? Because our audio needs to be high quality, professional sounding, and well done. But at the same time, there's always going to be some sort of issue that you hear in your audio. Right. You're always going to be like, oh, I could do that better. I could do this better. It's always going to be something. And because of that, you're always going to be like, oh, it's just not ready. And, you know, we had one of our members say that saying, which I love. Right. It's perfection is the enemy of being good or good or something. Perfection is the enemy of progress. Things like that. Right. Like you're never going to be perfect, even though we want our stuff to be high quality and professional. It's never going to be perfect. So there does come a point where you need to make sure that your audio is as good as it can be at that moment, but then let it go and move on. All right. And if you're confused about that, that's why it's good to be in situations where you're in a group, you're with an academy, you're with some place where people can give you good feedback, quality feedback. Remember, not everybody can – everyone will give – there's plenty of people who give you free advice, right? But sometimes free advice is extremely costly. So be careful, you know, but you want to be a place where you give quality feedback and believe it. Sometimes I come across people I work with who I give my feedback to and they just don't believe me. And that's okay. It's okay. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe anybody. But, you know, you got to give yourself a break sometimes. Give yourself a break. You know, believe what people, you know, what people are telling you that you trust and move forward. Okay. One quick note about audio. And then we'll move on to the next thing. But the thing about audio, too, that's going to help separate you from the rest of the pack is the quality of the equipment and the space that you have. Now, I'm a big advocate, as many of you probably know, for, look, you start where you start. If you're going to start with a $100 microphone, start with a $100 microphone. But just know that wherever you start, don't get down at yourself for what you are able to start with. So what I mean by that is that if you're working with a $100 microphone, you're only going to be able to do as much as that $100 microphone can do, meaning that, you know, you can't push the $100 microphone to do anything more than what the $100 microphone can do. You can't push it to sound anything better than what that $100 microphone can do. Okay, that it's just an important thing. Yes, and I'm not talking about EQ and all the stuff that we do in post. I'm just talking about the general realities of the equipment you buy. If you have a $100 or $200 interface, that's going to be fine to get started, but that interface will most likely have some sort of issues. There'll be some feedback noise. There'll be some artifacts. It'll have issues. It could have jack issues. It's okay. Like, it's okay to start there, but just give yourself a break and know that, you know, you're going to only be able to push the things that you have as far as they are built to go. And then in order to do better, you're going to have to upgrade down the road, right? So it's just a great way to stand out is to, as you grow your business, upgrade your equipment. Don't settle for just the same thing. Reinvest money into your business, right? For your equipment, your space. Your space needs to be treated to the not, like, it needs to be treated as much as you can treat it and as best as you can treat it. I'm not talking about aesthetically, all right? It doesn't matter what it looks like because people don't see us, but you need to it needs to sound super professional. And a great rule of thumb is 4 to 6 inches of material, okay? Absorbent material, whether it's clothes, blankets, pillows, foam, insulation, whatever, 4 to 6 inches of material typically does the job quite well, okay? On all walls, ceilings, make sure you got carpet on the floor, okay? Treat your space meticulously and you can get by for a lot longer with a lot cheaper equipment. Okay, because if your space isn't treated well and you have a super expensive microphone, it's still gonna sound bad because it's picking up from the space, right? The microphone will just pick up more of the bad bounce or the reverb or the noise or whatever from your space. So remember, your space is key. It's paramount to your success, and that separates you from the crowd. Okay, having great equipment, having good space. Being effective in that manner. Okay. That's the first thing. Oh, there's my dog. Don't have a dog bark while you're trying to record. That's a little extra tip there. The next thing to help you stand out, okay, is be everywhere. Be everywhere. Be on every platform. Be on every website. Be on every social media platform. Be contacting people everywhere. Be everywhere all the time. Okay. This is something that I see a lot. I see people who kind of pigeonhole themselves in one place, right? Like one specific website, one, you know, or two, or they join two or three websites, but they don't, they really only focus on one, and the other ones, they kind of have a profile up and maybe one demo or sample, but they really haven't, they know they need to go back and work on it. Listen, that can be the very thing that's causing you to not get work. Okay. Now, real quick, I want to make sure that I make a caveat here. And that is, if you are just starting, focus on one platform at a time, fill out that platform as much as you can, put as many samples on demos as you can until the platform tells you, please God, don't put anything else on here, and then move to the next one. But don't open a whole bunch of them, a bunch of different, you know, accounts on all these different freelance platforms, intermediary platforms, pay-to-play platforms, and only put up one thing on each of them. That's not what it is. Okay, so be everywhere. But that leads me to the next thing, which is make sure you've got, sorry about my dog, by the way, make sure you've got fantastic, so you can tell I'm not in the booth, I'm in my editing station doing this recording today. I thought, oh, that'd be nice. I'd sit down in my chair, have a relax, and my dog's barking. Cricket! That's her name, is Cricket. Sorry. It's been very laid back in this episode. So anyways, the next thing is that, you know, get quality demos. Yes, if you are making your own demos, that's fine. But make sure you are making quality demos, high quality demos. You need to learn how to do it, or you need to pay someone to do it, or you need to do both. But they cannot be mediocre, and then you cannot be mad at yourself if you're not getting work. Okay, it's not your fault, and it might not even be that you're not even that talented. Like this is one of the things. I'm just going to say this is one of the things that's important for us to understand. We beat ourselves up so much about so many things, but a lot of times I find that we're beating ourselves up about something that is actually not necessarily at the core. The core problem. Like, for example, if you're not getting work, you might think, I suck. I'm not a good voice actor. That could be the furthest from the truth, right? You might be a fantastic voice actor, but your demos could stink, right? They're not drawing attention. They're not capturing it, right? The way they're put together, the production value of them, it could be, you could be losing work simply because your production or your demos are not up to the level in which they need to be in order for you to really hook those voiceover clients. Okay. It could have nothing. It could have something to do with your performance, but it might not. So what I'm trying to say is make sure that you have quality work and quality demos. And when you're first starting out, you don't have work to pull from because you haven't made any of it yet. You've got to do it yourself. You got to produce it yourself. You either got to go get demos from professional producers, okay? Or you need to learn how to do them yourself. At least one-off sample demos or sample spots where you do one spot, two spots, or whatever. You start to mix your own stuff with music and effects because you need to produce a lot. If you're going to be everywhere, you've got to have a lot. And if you're starting from scratch, you need to build it. If you're not starting from scratch and you've been doing this for a while, you need to up your game. You need to double, triple down. You need to get crazy with unfettered creation and move the needle and start to produce. Don't wait for people to produce. You produce. Okay. I love that quote says, you know, It's successful people are too busy to notice success. Like, I think that's right. Like, I mean, that's, I love that. You got to get going on producing more than what you're doing right now. If you want to up your game, you've got to up your game. Okay. Now, another thing, acting. By the way, this is in no particular order. I'm just pointing out things here because you can go multiple orders. I will say that the marketing has to be done when you have, right, the demos, when you have the items, when you've put together a good feel for your acting, right? You've gotten training, which is the next part, right? Which is acting. be the best storyteller you can be. Get training, right? Whether it's a VO's Journey Lead Academy or it's, you know, one of these other, there's so many different places that you can train with online or even in person, but online there's great coaches out there. There's great teachers out there who've been doing this for a long time, right? Find a place, get that training, because that's what will, again, it's another thing that will separate you, your ability to tell an effective story, right? To relay a message in a way that captivates people, that drives people to take action, is what will get you work over and over and over again. And then through that, you'll build confidence in yourself. And that confidence will only reinforce your ability to tell stories. But to start, you've got to get the training you need in order to get to that place. That will separate you by far the most from anything else, is your ability to perform. Okay? Your ability to perform. And also, be yourself. Be unique. Now, I want to dive into this a little bit, just real quickly. Being yourself. Remember, drama acting is heightened life. Heightened life. It's not normal life. Normal life is boring, right? Like, we don't go and watch a movie, all right, and watch, you know, someone driving down the road for 3 hours singing Taylor Swift songs. And then in the last 30 seconds, they get into a car crash. The police come, a huge fire breaks out, an alien comes down and, you know, steals the person out of the car. The firemen are, you know, like freaking out, and the jaws of life are coming out. Like, I'm making all this stuff, you know, just being silly here, but like, all of that stuff is really interesting. And we want to watch that last 30 seconds, the 3 hours of someone just driving the car, singing Taylor Swift songs. We don't want to watch 3 hours of someone just driving down the road, but we want to watch that last 30 minutes. Drama's heightened life. That's a good example, but drama's heightened life. All right. The same with our voice acting. It's heightened life. Okay, so you need to be yourself, but it's yourself in a heightened situation or in a heightened emotional state. Now, that doesn't mean heightened emotional state, meaning like I'm crazy, right? It could be I'm super serious. Okay, it could mean I'm happy. It could mean I'm sad. It could mean I'm educational. It could mean I'm authoritative. It could mean I'm conversational with a purpose. I have an opinion. Okay, but the point I'm trying to make to you is that you need to be uniquely yourself with a heightened sense of opinions of purpose when you're voice acting, when you're acting in general. And that's what separates people who truly make a dent in this industry and people who don't. Okay, they double down on who they are and they make that shine by telling great stories in that fashion of who they are. Okay, because sometimes you can get confused about, you know, well, I'm just going to be me and this is how I talk. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being yourself, but in a heightened emotional state, all right, with what's given to you as in a direction type of scenario. Okay. All right, so we've got these things that are separating you so far from everyone else. And I think the last thing is get with a community that's going to help you, support you, be there for you, help you keep that positivity. Be a part of a community that's positive, not negative. You know, I've talked about this. I did a video yesterday on this. Stay positive at any cost. Positivity is what moves you forward. Negativity moves you backwards. Positivity is seeing challenges and then seeing the opportunities from those challenges. Negativity is seeing challenges and then only focusing on the problem, not the solution, right? Not the opportunity. You want to be with people, communities who are going to support you, help you grow, not put you down or not put other people down. It might not be you. It might be other people. If you're in a community, you see people constantly putting other people down, right? That's, you want to, you know, try to stay away from it, right? Because remember, that stuff, like I said yesterday, spreads like wildfire, and it can turn everything you're trying to do into just constantly looking at it from in a negative light. Like there's nothing positive that can ever happen, right? Because if you look at everything negatively, then you're going to always expect negative things to happen. So if you actually really want positive things to happen, this is the greatest secret of all, is that you have the power to create it. It's in your hands. This is the craziest thing at all. All of this is in our hands. All right. And you might be like, well, I'm not a believer that I can go out and wish $1 million in my pocket and it comes in. I agree. I don't think you can wish $1 million in your pocket. But here's the crazy thing. If you want to create that positive atmosphere, all right, where you open yourself up to that possibility, it will happen. I promise you, I'm living proof it will happen. Because it happened to me. And it happened because I said, first time in my life, right, that I am going to actually change. I'm actually going to change. And that is something that at first glance, if you're like me, would seem impossible. But the reality is it's a mindset. And here's another little secret. We don't have it all figured out. No one has it all figured out. You have to literally will it upon yourself to change your mindset and to say, I am going to be positive. I'm going to see the opportunities there. I'm going to focus on the opportunity. What's the opportunity? Not what's the problem. There's a perfect question. Next time something happens to you, here's a little tip. We're going to end on this. Next time a challenging situation comes to you, okay, and you feel like it could be something like, how do I can't get this to work. This isn't working. I don't know where to find the answer. I don't know how to get work. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. Instead of you saying that question, when that happens, ask yourself the question, what's the opportunity here? What's the opportunity? Not what's the problem, what's the opportunity? Force yourself to ask that question and it will automatically change your whole mindset. And what you will find by creating that world of opportunity and focus on it, you're going to open up yourself to being more successful, moving forward more quickly. All right. Does that make sense? Hopefully. All right. There you go. I was sitting down. I might have lifted off there. Thank you guys so much for listening. And I'm an idiot. You know that. But it's so good to do another podcast, and I'm excited about this rest of the season. We're so close to Thanksgiving and the holidays, which I love, and we've got an incredible new thing we're launching at the Academy with our new assessment system, helping voice actors figure out where they are and what progression they need to take to move forward. It's just a lot of wonderful things and great community there. So check that out as always, and I hope you have a great rest of your week. And, if you get a chance to leave a review, please do. Always love them. And have a wonderful rest of your day. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good one. Peace.